Blog Talk Radio.
Nine o'clock, y'all. The Gen Boys Radio, Coop the Dom, ERLC. We up in the building, as always. I would say we starting a little different in our formats, but we ain't really got no motherfucking format, so we pretty much do whatever the hell we want to do anyway. Right? Say what up to the people.
What's good? How y'all doing on this good Friday, man? Again, thanks for the support always. We back on, man. It's Friday. Hope everybody had a wonderful week. Other than that, man, thank God for another day, man. We here for y'all. We're going to have an interesting topic tonight, man. Hope you guys get something out of it, because we're going to put a lot into it as always. Go ahead, cool.
So, we're going to talk about regret. I believe, this is just my personal belief, that everybody has them. It happens. Don't worry about the little noise in the background. I'm trying to fix it. Get the help of my baby. Okay. Now that we got that taken care of. I believe everybody has, especially when it comes to relationships. Now, at some point in time, you probably said something out of line. You probably did something a little out of line that you probably felt like, you know what? That was a little bit too much. I probably shouldn't have did that, or I probably shouldn't have said that, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But that's not only in relationships. I think that also comes in, you know, like personal, like friendships and shit like that. You know, people have those type of things that, you know, they get to situations where they just wish they could take shit back, and, you know, it's already been done. So what we want to know is, after this, we're going to talk about the regret, and then we're going to talk about the aftermath, and how do you move past them, and do you actually learn from these, and how do you learn from, most regrets are mistakes, so how do you learn from this mistake, and how do you move on and carry on from there? So, first, offhand, small, big, don't matter. Any regrets off the top of your head?
Actually, right now, my first would have to be education, because I'm college kid. My first job was just. You know what I mean? And now that I look back on it, after these years have passed, I wish I would be the last one to person that got hit with the bullshit. You know what I mean? So I guess it depends on which side you fall. But off top, yeah, I think we all have certain relationships about things we think we could have did better, and hindsight is always 20/20. So time passed and you remove yourself from the situation and you see things that maybe you could have done while you were in it, but maybe you didn't have the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding to handle that particular situation the correct way. But to that point, it was the reason why you went through that. And who said earlier, are you picking up on the lessons that you're going through?
Or if you have, or you can't retain the lessons of what you did through,
if you're moving on and trying to do something else?
Off top, let me think. I have plenty. Something small, I would say, I think I should have played basketball probably a little longer than I did. I probably should have taken it a little bit more serious, and I wish that I knew a lot of this stuff. I guess a lot of this stuff does come in hindsight, because when you get older, of course, you learn more. So had I known half the things I knew now back then, you know, maybe I could have done a few things a little bit different in my life. Not that my life turned out so bad or that, you know, I'm complaining or anything like that, but, you know, maybe I could have did some things different where it could have been, like, a little bit better or a little bit more advanced and advantageous to my life. So something small, I think that would be that. As far as relationships goes, there have been times where, and this is not speaking of like a girlfriend-boyfriend relationship, this is just like in relationships in general. People say that I'm pretty much a quiet cat, which I am. So there's been times where I feel like I've kept my mouth closed about things, and I've actually should have said something, and I let shit slide and let things go. And then the aftermath of it all, everybody knows how I am. Once you piss me off, then it's kind of just like, okay, now he's pissed. It's like there's like pretty much there's no turning back from this point. He's pissed. We're about to go at it. We're going to have this out, and then we're going to deal with whatever the aftermath of the piss off. Was it the pissivity?
Word.
The word. So, after the festivity activity, you know, it's kind of like you feel like you've kind of crossed the line. And there's been times where people have said things or done things, and I feel like they've kind of crossed the line with, and I've kind of given them a pass. And I've never really said anything, or I've never really done anything about it. But then you get other people who are constantly looking at the situation and who constantly have their things to say about it. So what I have to tell people is, you know, mind your motherfucking business. You know, some things isn't for me to say, and if it was bothering me that much, I would actually say something about it. But obviously, I don't. But there are situations where I regret the fact that, you know, I have those same people or different people that are still, you know, there's always somebody in your ear about something, whether it be good or whether it be bad. Somebody always got something to say about something. So when you constantly have people in your ear saying, oh, you should do this or oh, you should do that, and then you're already thinking like, oh, I should have said this or I should have did that. And then, you know, kind of later down the line, you kind of see, I would say, like a kind of like a missed opportunity, or you see some things that later down the line that might not have been the same had you actually spoken out or said what you wanted to say at that point. So I think one of my biggest regrets was me never just saying all the things that I really wanted to say to people at times, because I tend not to be confrontational because I know how I am in a confrontation. In a confrontation, I'm pretty much no holds barred. It's like I don't give a fuck about you, your mama, your daddy, your sister, your cousin, your brother. Everybody at this point can get it. So that's pretty much why I stay quiet, because I don't have no fucking happy medium. I have, okay, he's turned off or this nigga's turned on. I'm grown as fuck. There's no changing at this point, so I don't even try anymore. So that's my regret, my quietness, always keeping quiet when there's times. Hey, shut up. God damn it, we on air. You not. don't mind Brandy. She be trying to be the star. You know, she kind of like rock. They be divas and shit.
Can
so,
you believe this?
Yeah. But, you have like a relationship, like personal or like a girl. You ever just like fucked off a relationship and was just like, you know what? I really wish I could have not did that or.
Yeah. I know that I wasn't that much. Yeah, man. When I was younger, man, I was a couple. That was good girls, man. I liked to see for themselves. And for whatever reason, God bless the thing, and they loved me with everything they had. But at the time, it wasn't my focus to be with just one.
Was the snatch.
No, man, let me get it. But, yeah, man, yeah, I mean, everybody got those, man. But I mean, again, hindsight is 2020. But, yeah, there's a couple, man, I can really think of that. I look back on it, I blew that shit. It is crazy, like, I regret some of this shit, but I won't regret all of it. Because the place that I was in, there was no way that relationship was going to work. There was no way. And it just was. I mean, regardless of what they wanted, which is probably the right thing at the time, I wasn't there yet. It's not what I want. But I do, if anybody listens, y'all sorry, yo. Yo, man, my apologies, man. Whoever listening out there, man, but I wasn't ready, man. I was just 10 years ago, 15 years, shit, 20 years ago. Man, please. Ain't no way. There's just no way. Ain't nobody hold me down. It's like I wasn't ready. You know what I mean? So I do have some regrets, no question. But I do see that a lot of that stuff just wasn't going to go down.
Have you ever seen any of them? Or ever kind of, yeah, kind of like bumped into them and like, they just be like super balling and you be looking like, well, I really fucking blew that.
I got one in particular, nigga, like, shit, this is, I'm going to say, at least 12 years ago, man. And she was going to school to get a master's then. It's not like I didn't know. You know what I mean? I knew. But I was aware that I wanted to do what I wanted to do. I didn't really care about what she wanted. And then sometimes you get to put to her ass, no matter what I do, she's going to be there. Wrong. My nigga, whenever they figure that shit out, if your ass ain't there, it's hard to flip that switch back and get back to where you wanted to be. Because nigga, they was on the train, and as soon as you figured out how to hop on that bitch, that they jumped off and I'm going to pull it off. You know what I mean? So, Oh, yeah, I've seen her ass. She killed the shit. Hey, shout out to the girl. You know who you are. You know what I'm saying? Do your thing.
She listening right now, like, yeah, about the second.
I was
like,
we ain't smoking you. But by some happenstance, I am sorry. Nigga was wrong. But I kept it real, though. I was honest. I let you know I was about to go be with somebody else when I left your house. And I found it kind of weird that you didn't try me back. But hey. Thanks for that shit. Happened, I was being honest. But the biggest thing.
In that instance, she was probably like, can you believe
this? Yo, I hope you're happy, wealthy, and wise, man. I hope your life is going well. Matter of fact, a couple of y'all off here. God bless, man. Everything happens for a reason. Believe it.
That's the thing about the whole regret thing. So, if we happen to regret the whole issue, like you said, what if what we think we regret, we really don't regret? Because what if it don't really be what we think it was going to be because it was only like that thing? You feel me?
Well, I feel you, but I think you kind of answered that earlier. You hit with the regret situation. What are you going to get out of it? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What lesson are you going to take from that shit to move forward? You know what I mean? Are you going to take what happened, internalize, and make sure you use it moving forward? You know what I mean? That's
No. I was rolling this way. It's like, all right, say, like, in your instance, you're saying, okay, well, you was doing your thing back then, and you was dating such and such, and she was cool, and she was getting her master's and blah, 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 and you kind of knew that, okay, well, y'all had a cool relationship? Everything?
We fight one time.
Okay, so see, y'all got a cool relationship. Y'all didn't fight not one time. So, but the fact of the matter is, you kind of blew it. You went your separate way, which leads us to the whole regret. My question is, say for instance, you didn't blow it. What if you did say anything? What if y'all did continue? What if it didn't continue to be as good as it was? What if y'all did start the fight? What if it did turn into shit? What if it did turn into that she was a absolutely complete bitch because all she wants to do is work all the fucking time? Or, you know. So it's like when we like back and think about things, we say that we regret things, but what is it that we really regret? Are we regretting that we think we blew an opportunity? Or do we regret the fact that, you know, we don't really know if we really had that opportunity?
It's us. Like, I got to tell you, she was doing math, she was doing shit, smart girl, cute, gave it to me. You know, just wasn't ready. But I think the thought of...
So we regret what it could have been.
Well, that's what it's about. Because what you pose, you'll never know. Because you have extricated yourself from that position. You'll never know. The timeline has been changed. Everything's different. You'll never know how it could have ended up. But it's always that thought of how could it have ended up.
With that being said, since he refreshing his glass, I might as well refresh mine. We're going to take a small break. We're going to hit y'all in a minute. Y'all know the number, 347-855-8516, 347-855-8516. One more game, 347-855-8516. Jim Boys, regret. We're going to talk about it when we get back, y'all.
Don't play with her, don't be dishonest. Ay. Still not understanding this logic. Ay. I'm back and I'm better. I want you bad as ever. Don't let me just let up. I wanna give you better. Baby, it's whatever. Somebody gotta step up. And let somebody's on next up. If I let them catch up, it's easy to see that you're fitter. I am on a whole nother level. Girl, he only fought you over cause you let him. Fuck him, girl, I guess he didn't know any better. Girl, that man didn't show any effort. Do all I can just to show you you're special. Certain it's your love that holds me together. Lately you say he been killing the vibe. Gotta be sick of this guy. Pull up the skirt, get in the right. Left hand is steering, the other is gripping your thigh. Light up a spliff and get high. Shout it, you deserve what you've been missing. Looking at you, I'm thinking he must be tripping. Play this song for him, girl, just kidding. Girl, said he keeps on playing games, and his loving ain't the same. I don't know what to say, but what a shame. If you were mine, you would not get the same. If you were mine, you would top everything. Suicide in the drop, switching lanes, and a thing so fire, baby, no propane. Got good pussy, girl, can I be framed? Keeping 100, girl, I ain't no saint. But he the only reason that I'm feeling this way. Giving you the word, baby, when you get space. Pin gang, give me lay, baby, that's penetrate. Oh, baby.
Sound got a nigga so throw. Hold up, we can party some more. Yeah, got this drink in my cup. Got a young nigga feeling so throw. Spit fire in the world so cold. Young money got a nigga feeling no. Spit fire in the world so cold. H-Town got me feeling so throw. H-Town got me feeling so throw. Rob paint him, sip, can he fold? H-Town got me feeling so throw. Spit fire in the world so cold. H-Town got a nigga so throw.
Don't. Thank you.
347-855-8516. 347-855-8516. One more again. 347-855-8516. It's your boy, The Don, in the building with the ROC. Talking about regrets. Gym boys, y'all. I think we left off talking about regrets and the thought of what could have been.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit,
man.
I'm remembering that damn problem.
Y'all should have seen this shit.
Take time a little bit.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I'm tough, though. I'm about
that. It's all right. He didn't cry one bit. Everything's fine. It's been raining, though. It's fine.
Speaking of regret, I regret that hot
chair. Complete regret.
Let me see. There was an instance a very, very, very long time ago, you know, like we said, when we were young.
Oh, man, yeah.
Where, you know, I've always had a bad temper. And for the longest, I couldn't control my temper. But then I finally got to a certain age and to a certain point where I kind of had it where I wasn't blowing up over every little thing. So, which brings me to what I am now is I'm either on or off. So it's kind of like if I'm mad, I'm going to be mad because I've already held all this other shit that I'm mad about. So now when I'm mad about that plus all this other shit that I've had in. So with that being said, I was not at the point that I am now where I could actually control my temper as much. And a certain female that I was dealing with happened to say something that I did not like. So me being the kind-hearted kind so that I am, kindly asked her to remove herself from my place. She did. Kindly. Kindly. Kindly asked for you to remove yourself from my place. Might not have been in those words.
Yeah, I don't think you said it like that. Kindly.
But I said it kindly the first time.
Ah, there we go.
Ha-ha.
All right, there we go.
The second time. All right, I'm being nice and asking you to remove yourself from my place. That's the second time. Okay, the third time is the time that I regret. But I don't know if I should have really gotten to this third time, which is still the thing, but I still regret the fact that I did what I'm about to tell y'all I did. At this point, I was so heated at the fact that this person would not remove themselves from my place and wanted to sit and, you know how women do. So I was like, okay, fine. You don't want to remove yourself from my place? I'm going to help you. So what I did was we started with her purse. We grabbed her purse. We slung it into the middle of the street.
Fucking slung it.
Slung. The shit looked like a fucking shot put.
He said slang.
So once the purse started flying and the names got starting to call, and okay, well, now at this point I'm picking this person up, and now I'm removing you out of my place. Good thing I didn't throw you. I almost did. But a cop itself. You know what caught me? Lawsuit. Police don't like black men. Put her ass down. Therefore, I did. But immediately, this person wanted to challenge me again. After you've just been lifted and taken out of a house, you want to come back. Women, lift. I don't care how nice this man is. At some point, if you keep bending, he will break. I didn't break. We didn't get that far. I'm just, that's just a forewarning. Everybody's breaking point is not as, you know, as hard as mine. You know, y'all could, y'all, that's why y'all be getting punched and slapped in the face. Sometimes y'all even shut the hell up and know when to walk away. Some of these things out here is crazy. They'll put hands on you immediately. You can say, hi, the sky is blue, and get smacked across your face. Now, I say that to say this. Men are a lot stronger than you think we are. Just because I may be small in stature does not mean that you're stronger than me. That doesn't mean that I don't have certain strengths and qualities as other men do. You know, you are kind of like the weaker strength.
Just understand.
Okay, so with that being said, when you guys challenge us, you've got to know that sometimes when you challenge, you're challenging the wrong people and the wrong person, and you're doing the wrong thing. This person did not know that. So this person decided to challenge me again. This person got snatched up, almost tossed again. But I didn't toss.
Politely rolled?
Nah, I didn't toss. But you know that, what do they call it? The cradle syndrome, when you shake the shit off the baby. And yeah, that shit. So she got a quick fit, actually. But she got shook the hell up, just like, this room don't look good in there. And probably bit her tongue like 5-6 times. But, you know, I said that to this day, I still think about things like that, things of that nature where I couldn't really control my temper. I've always regretted the fact that I wasn't able to control my temper as much as I should have been. Hell, nowadays, I can't go to London Casino right now. You know why? Because I got a motherfucking temper. That's why. Look, if you don't fuck with me, I won't fuck with you. That's just how it is. But guess what? If you fuck with me, be ready for it. No?
What?
Yeah.
Wait, what happened?
No, you didn't. We're talking about it all. We're talking about it all.
Oh, no.
Look, I can go back in about 2 weeks.
So the casino. What the fuck? Yeah, I guess we're talking about that off the air, man.
Shut up. Oh, shit. Hey,
man. I'm just saying, you know what you're saying. Don't challenge me, bitch. I will.
Yeah, like y'all, that's news to me too, you guys. So we all found that out at the same time. Let's play that coupe and get that together. And get back to the game and let it never do. Let's go poker.
Let's go poker.
Let's go poker, man. But, yeah, man, regrets, man. Yeah, I it's a thought. And especially if you were the person that caused it. That I think it lies more heavily. It's usually harder for that person to move forward in such situations because it's going to weigh down on them for some reason. Because if you were the person that caused it, you were the one that wronged the other person. And if you have any conscience, any scruples, that's going to mess with you. Some people don't have it. Their vulnerable outer is absent. And they can do what they want to do to people and just not care and continue to do the same thing. So if you run across somebody like that, let them provide those they're broken. And they're going to need some rules to take to try to figure that shit out. But with them, if they got it. You understand what I'm saying? They're broken. But if you're dealing with somebody like myself that has a conscience, a very strong one at that, and really tries to do the right thing, It stayed with me for a while, especially if I was the person that wronged you. So I don't know how long we're supposed to keep it. I guess it varies with each person. But, again, that stayed with me for a while if I was the person that was that did the wronging. You know what I mean? So I believe that it's a part of life. I believe that we're all going to go through it. Shit, continuously, some people just don't pick up on what they did before. They didn't do the same shit, which, again, I refer to the definition of insanity. And if that's the case, tell that person again that you're politely broken, you need some duct tape and some gorilla glue. Fix yourself. And if they don't believe they need fixing, they're going to totally fall apart. And I really hope that you're not around to pick the pieces up because they're going to be worse than they were.
Keep your eyes open. Stay straight.
Try not to do anything that you're going to have to regret.
Sometimes we do shit, and we just end up with something happened, something went wrong, the plan was broken.
And you end up with a regret that didn't initially think that was going to happen. But if you're doing something and you know you're wrong,
if you have a moral problem, you're most definitely going to end up regretting that thing if you know that you're doing wrong.
So my point, before I pass it back to the Don, just be right to people. You can keep your regret level real down. Mind you, we're going to have them. We're all human. But if you just do the right thing and take other people into consideration, respect other people, can respect other people, that won't let you do a lot of shit that you might just want to do.
It'll hold you back and it'll keep your regret down. Cool.
I wonder how many people have done some shit to me that they regret. I'll never really fucking know, but just like one of those curiosity things. Because I know people have, you know, kind of crossed the line and just be like, because, nah, I ain't even going to talk about it.
Yeah, you have it.
Nah, because, you know, with dudes, it seems like with guys, we don't really know how. You know, women say we don't know how to express our feelings. We have this bravado. So when certain cats feel like they cross the lines, you know, with guys, we don't ever really apologize. We kind of just shit, kind of like wash it under the bridge and shit, let shit go a lot of times if you had that type of relationship with cats. So I think with me, I think people really don't know how to take me because they say I'm always so quiet, they don't really know what kind of mood I am, so they kind of throw these, kind of like feel us out, trying to catch the mood, trying to catch what it is, but then they don't never really know, so they kind of just leave a fucking situation where I'm just like, man, fuck it. I think this nigga cool on me, I'm just gonna wait. But vice versa, I know there's been times where with me, it's kind of like I've done or said some things to people and it's kind of like, but, you know, I have that same bravado to where it's like, okay, well, you know what? I'm just going to wash this shit under the bridge. And shit, if niggas ain't fucking with me, nigga ain't fucking with me. If you fuck with me, you know what? Get out of that. I think a lot of time with guys, it's like, I don't know why we don't. It's like we don't communicate the same. It's like you'll feel that certain tension and shit, but you don't say shit about it, but you'll feel it. But then all of a sudden, when that little feeling turns into the fucking elephant in the room, nigga, that's what niggas want to talk about. Okay, nigga, what the fuck's up?
Because
it's like, okay, nigga, now this shit is just like, all right, who's the big nigga right here? So. But I guess that goes back to me, like, regretting the fact that I don't really say much about shit. And even, like, when it's something that I've done to people that I feel like, you know, sometimes I want to apologize, I guess, but I really don't know how to. Because, you know, it's kind of like sometimes you let shit go so long and let it go so far. It's kind of like, okay, at this point, it's like, all right, why even bring this shit back up? Because obviously this person feel a certain way, and I feel this way about it. This person feel this way about it. Neither one of us ain't said nothing, so shit, I bring this shit back up. Should we talk about this shit, or should we just continue being how it is now? But the thing that about that is, it leads you to that whole regret situation, because you regret the fact that you never talked about it, the fact that you never said nothing. So you never really know how that person feels, if this situation could have ever been fixed. So now, you know, we let things go, and we let it go so far that it's, you know, it's pretty much gone. So now if it ever does come back, you know, it's not really.
Agreed. A lot of times, like you said, you don't know when is the appropriate time to say something about it. But if it has been kind of weighing on you, it's going to be up to you. Especially if you're the person that did the wrong. You know what I mean? And usually the person that did the wrong is your, it's on you to say X, Y, and Z. I'm my bad about that shit. This happened, that happened. But sometimes the person that you're dealing with don't even want an explanation. They just want you to say, recognize what you've done, and then move forward. But like you said, so much time passed, and you might be still hanging out with this person or what have you, and you believe that, okay, well, I know this incident happened. They know it happened. Should I give it to them? But if they're not going to say anything, and then you find yourself not saying anything, and now 2 years have passed, and everything's called to study, it's fine. But I guarantee you, if it's still on your mind, they still think about it too.
Right.
You know what I mean? And mm-hmm. it could be the smallest thing of putting somebody to silence, like, you know what? Bro, about that shit a couple of years ago, my nigga, that was my fault, nigga. I don't know what I was thinking. I don't know why it went that way, but let me go ahead and clear the air. I know we've been straight, but I just need to get this off of me. But by you doing that, it helped the other person out, because they've been thinking about shit too. Is this motherfucker going to say anything? It might be before they even come to your pad. But when they get here, everything comes to stay. You'll never even see a change. But you know it's there. So, again, if you've done wrong somebody, it'll probably behoove you to go ahead and just throw it out there. I know you might not want to bring it back up, but the thing about it is, once you do that, you can lay it to rest forever. You know what I mean? It won't linger. And nobody wants that, because 5, 10 years down the line, say some of the same shit happened. Because when you hit with it,
maybe that shit can be 10 years ago. I mean, I should have known. I should have fucking known.
I was my fault if I was the nigga. The nigga never put me to the side. Nigga said, I never said, apologize. Nigga never said, my nigga, my bad. Never said nothing to the sort. And you pulled the same shit again. So now you start blaming yourself. Like, damn, nigga, I knew better. That's that. You know what I'm saying? You fooled me once. Shame on you. You fooled me twice.
I think it was in Texas. Maybe Tennessee.
Oh, this nigga Bush is an idiot. But shout out to Bush, man.
Shame on me.
Hey.
Fooled me twice, Will.
Hey, shout out to Bush, man. Hey, yo, Bush, check this out. Good look on that check y'all sent that one time, my nigga. That was a good look. But I think you just did that shit to divert niggas from your stupidity. You had me for a little while, my nigga. You need to call and apologize to me, because you should regret that shit. Run this fucking country to the ground. You know, but see, he has a memorial barometer. He don't give a fuck. He fuck okay right now. You know what I mean?
You can't fool me twice.
What? Hey, look, I swear to God, this is looking at each other like,
what?
Like, I don't think you're going like that. This is the president? Lord Jesus, please. Somebody, trust the United States. Just roll through, what are you saying?
Somewhere around here, goddamn.
This nigga, he was high. Hey, do you regret being high on the podium, nigga?
I regret that nigga being the fucking president.
I regret y'all don't fucking vote this ass in. Y'all should regret being Republican. Stupid fuck. Yes, politics, I love it. Deal with your niggas.
Hey, we ain't fucking with the politics on the show yet. And they keep questioning me about this religion. I better stop asking me to do this damn show about this religion, because I'm going to let y'all know that Christ stuff that y'all keep talking about, that person, that Christ that y'all keep worshiping, who he, y'all think he is, and the Bible that y'all read tells you that. So, one more again, the next motherfucker who asks me to do a show on religion, I'm going to do a 2-hour fucking show on religion just so I can bring all you so-called Christians in, and I'm going to eat y'all ass alive and make y'all really hate the time. Okay, now back to the, oh, yeah, y'all really going to regret that. Now we're back on the show.
Hey,
you're
going to
regret the fact that you said, okay, Don, can you do a show on religion? No. Yeah, I can, but when I do it, y'all ain't going to want it. Because I'm going to change your perspective on a lot of this bullshit that y'all believe. I'm going to make you think about the shit in a whole new way. You're going to see some things in a whole new light. Keep asking. Next person asks, we going to do it. And don't think that Rock ain't ready. Because everything I know, he knows. So it ain't going to be like, okay, y'all can pick on me and then throw some shit at him, and he's gonna be like, nah, we're gonna smack you right across your motherfucking grill, too. Then you really gonna be mad.
You're gonna regret that dental bill.
So, next time one of you ask, go ahead. Facebook me on this shit again.
Do a show on religion.
Facebook me about it again. We're gonna do it. 2 hours.
Well, you know what? they might be looking for some help. Let's not go directly into murdering. They might be looking for some clarification.
Yeah, I'm a clarifier, all right. And I'm going to kill all your hope. You're going to be like, oh my God, this shit's bad.
Oh, it's bad. It's most definitely bad.
Yeah, back to y'all regretting that shit. You ever blew a relationship with a homeboy or something? And you were like, I should probably apologize.
Well, honestly, at this point that I can remember, so let me not say no. From the joint, I'm saying from right now what I can remember, I don't really see myself. I would have to get confirmation from my boys and my niggas, my cats, that I'm solid. I mean, you might think you one way, but nigga, that's your perception of yourself, and it's always going to be tinted. It's what you give out and what you give back. And again, right now, not that I remember, I've been pretty solid, man. With the homies and
shit. What about you in light skin?
Get who?
Light skin.
I don't know what
he hook with.
I don't have any idea what this man is talking about.
We're talking about Tonda.
Lamita. Light skin. Play basketball with
him. Man, I'm drawing a blank.
It was me, you, Nick, light skin. I can't remember his name right now. We would always pick up one.
Oh, Keon.
Keon.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that nigga like me. He fucked me, man. He was my nigga, man. That was my nigga, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I meant about, like, a wrong relationship between homeboys. That type of shit.
Oh, no, he's gonna ball me. He would have that regret. I did nothing. I wasn't me. You know what I'm saying? That nigga did that shit. This nigga, he go, look, hey, man, look. This nigga grew up with a nigga, man. I've been around Coop, man, majority of my life and shit. Light-skinned nigga that we was talking about, the majority of my life, no question. It's just certain things you don't do, my nigga. Like, when I was younger, my nigga, niggas said, well, I get lightweight laughing now, but not as much. You know what I'm saying? I get a phone call from my kids and shit, and nigga, I slow down. But, yeah, this nigga go.
One of your kidneys left.
No, I seen the nigga when I woke up in the morning, and he closed the door and said, shit. I'm like, what is that? That nigga bags got top of the door and be trying to get about it because they got the arms. So it was fucked up. But yeah, man, this nigga, it was weekends. We used to get drunk together. So this nigga, he go holler at nigga at a nigga mom's and shit. Nigga like 21, 22. Nigga grown, don't get me wrong, but it's certain shit you want your mama to know. And then that's just respect for me and you don't want her to know. And this nigga don't get distilling about a nigga whole exploits, nigga, and change my mother's perception. How the fuck? Who does that shit? Nigga, we been cool. My real shit, nigga, since like 9. And this nigga finally came on himself for whatever reason. I don't even know if he was mad. I don't know what happened. But this nigga go and get mom for a whole soliloquy about her son and shit. And she raised me, so she knows she did a good job. So nigga, he got me questioning and her questioning her parents. So when she tell me, I'm at a loss. I'm like, well, how did the conversation start? This nigga is walking to you and give me up. Like, what does her happen? She give me the whole thing. I get this nigga. This nigga tell me it wasn't like that. So now my mother's lying. And that's kind of how that shit went around. So now my mother's a liar. This woman, nigga, that fed you, took you places, nigga. Nigga gave you, nigga, but when I got shoes, you thought I got better shoes. And you was in the car. And, nigga, this is what you do.
What did I do to you
to make you do that shit? But the only thing I could think, honestly, and I'm not boasting, I was hoping my life was going in a different direction. And we were kind of splitting apart. Now, I don't know if this nigga was just his last shot at some point to maybe that we were still going to be the same. Nigga, relationships change. Time changes everything. You understand what I'm saying? Like, what me and Coop doing now, I'm happy about it. I have fun with this nigga. I love this nigga. This is my bro. Like, I go to Babica. If it went down, I'd shoot a nigga for cover. I had to. But,
kill a nigga. Yes.
You know what I'm saying? But it's like, time passes, my nigga. You get your family. Nigga, some niggas move away. Nigga, everything's like, well, I'm not going to see this nigga every Friday or every 2, 3, 4 times a week. Nigga, come 20 years down the line. We probably still gonna talk,
That nigga's life gonna change everything. So I don't know if this nigga believes
that my life was different and we weren't the same.
And he's trying to push the shit.
And
whatever reason
in his mind, it was gonna bring us closer.
So I mean, that really was good.
You can't.
Yeah, I ain't spoke since then.
I haven't seen that nigga real shit. I want to tell you niggas since the late 90s. And not that I did see him and had no words for the nigga. Now, at that point, that was have been on him. Man, I don't know what I was thinking. And at that time, nigga, 3 or 4 years had passed since the fallout. You got to hear a nigga like, hey, I seen the nigga down the street. I walked to the car, to my car. I waited, looked at the nigga. He put his head down, walked in the house. That was an indication that, okay, it's not the time of day to say shit. But again, your moral barometer. What is your character? If you don't believe you did nothing wrong, what is it that you believe you have to apologize for? You feel that?
Mm-hmm.
Something that's got to go over regret. Some people don't have them. Like I said earlier, some people believe that they just flow through this life and they can do what the fuck they want to do because they are who they are. And they're going about their life, and you might be agonizing about this shit, like, damn, my nigga, I shouldn't have did that shit. Sick. Not being able to sleep. Nigga, not being able to eat. Like, fuck, what did I do? I was wrong. But I know this motherfucker's still hot. I don't even know how to get that cuz and tell him, damn, my nigga, my bad. I don't even know you're going to accept my apology if I wronged you like that. But if you got a conscience, you're going to feel that way. Some people don't have it. Some people just walk through this shit like, I did it, and this is what I hate. I take this fucking phrase, I hate it. What's in the past is in the past. You can suck a nigga's black ass on that one, bro. Because everything you did before is cumulative onto the person that you are today. That shit built you. That shit's like Legos, my nigga, or building blocks. If you start from the foundation, it's the past, a little couple of blocks, when it's a couple years ago, more blocks, you right where you at. That shit built you. So I hate that shit. Let niggas know I hate that the past is the past. If look, what they say, if you forget the past, you never know where the fuck you going.
And you're doomed to repeat it.
You better know that.
Well, we got about 12 minutes. I got a big regret. Well, yeah, I got a regret. This is an ill story. Y'all don't like this one. I don't think I've told this one. Fuck it, might as well tell it. So, this happened a while, while back. We were boys, we were friends. This was when me and you wasn't right.
That nigga that tried riding?
Yeah. So, a nigga that, and I, a nigga that, so a nigga did rob a nigga, basically. Borrowed a certain amount of money from a brother. Large amount of money at that time because, you know, we were young in age. So, you know, around it, at this age, it would be a small amount. But back then, you know, it was a pretty large lump sum of money that was promised to be given back to me. Which wasn't given back to me. Which, you know, everybody knows me. They know how I am. I don't really press the issue. It's just like, okay, well, if I gave it to you, you don't give it back, well, you know, you just can't ask again. And that's kind of how I left it. Until words start going around the hood. You know, we grew up in the neighborhood, and you can't be soft in the neighborhood. So next thing I know, I start getting a bad rep. Because I started being a punk somehow because I got punked out of money. Not loaned money. I kind of just got bitched out of it. So, I had to question the brother about me being bitched about this money and all this other kind of stuff. So, can't make a long story short. I could.
We got time, man.
Yeah, try to cut it down as much as I can. Get me in for this next, I got 10 minutes. So, at this point, I kind of try to question him about it. You know, I'm calling him. Now I'm not getting no responses. And I'm thinking that he's just ducking me because, you know, he ain't got the money. But, you know, I'm like, you know, I'm not really tripping about the money. I'm tripping about all the shit that you're saying about the money. So, you know, I'm calling, ducking, dodging, all this other kind of shit. Meanwhile, he's talking to other people, and, you know, we all kind of roll in the same circle, so everything he's saying is starting to get back to me. So the more that shit that's being said, the hotter I'm getting, which brings me to, you know, in my younger days, I wasn't, remember I said, I had an attitude, so didn't. So to get my money back, everybody know, I kind of be and eat the stick of house, and
kind of
got some of my stuff back.
Oh, yeah, kind of, because the cops are like, kind of.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, we don't know.
We have no idea.
We don't know. But, you know, after the little B&E situation, now it's even more, you know, tension. Now it's even more stuff being said, and it's even more of an issue. And now it's all this other kind of stuff, and I find out that at this time he pushed up on the first girl that I was dating at the time. Mind you, me and this dad has known each other probably 5 years less than me and Rock has known each other. Me, damn near 40 years, but 20-some years in.
Like 23, 24.
Yeah, so that would put him around. That would put him over the 10-year mark, which means, you know, there's certain shit you do and don't do, and that is a major no-no.
Yeah.
So I guess I could cut. This is how I could cut the story down. So once I find out that, you know, he kept running his mouth, you know, he took my money, he pressed up on my girl. You know what? The only thing you can do next is fucking stab my grandma. So, of course, I fucked his wife.
Yeah, he did. He did, that's it. Right?
Yep. Don't think I ever told you that.
Well, you know now, nigga.
Guess what? When you asked, I told you no, or when you heard about it, like that, and they might have said, nah, you wouldn't do that. Guess what, motherfucker? You still ain't paid me my money. And I ain't got. So not only did I be in your house, I took down your wife.
Yeah. Payback's a bitch, bro.
Motherfucker. And the bad thing about it was, I didn't push the issue. She did. She came to me because she wanted to get back to you. What better way to get back at you?
Yeah.
Smash your homie. Not just your homie. Your nigga. Your man. Your road dog.
I hope y'all still together.
Oh, no, that didn't last.
Damn. That would have been great. That's like the gift that keeps on giving.
And I think that's why it didn't last. Because it was like, it ain't fine. It was good. And I didn't like, nah, I'm looking at this nigga. I don't know. I think you did, but I ain't so. Nigga keep telling me, and she keep looking at me. She don't look at me the same.
No.
She don't feel the same.
Nah.
I think you got it.
So that ain't your question.
Yeah, I got it. And do I regret it? Let me tell y'all what I regret. I regret that we were friends for that long. I regret the fact that me and him being boys for that long, we can never come and sit down face to face and kind of resolve that little issue. Because something that small amongst friends should have turned into something that big. Me and I can't go off now. And if me and him thought it's going to be a problem, it would still be a problem now over something that small. I regret the fact that, I don't know, I guess I call myself a good friend. Everybody who kind of associates with me, who calls themselves my friends or who I call my friends, I don't think we would really have any kind of issues with coming to me and talking to me about certain things. It might take a minute because, you know, I am. You know, I don't think they would have had a kind of problem. But I don't think that that situation should have ever gotten to that point, especially with me and him being that cool. So I kind of regretted that because me and him had
almost the same kind of relationship me and you had. You know, me and him hung out a lot because, you know, you wasn't around at the time. You was doing your thing and I was doing mine.
Right.
So, you know, he was kind of like that fill-in at the point, but it wasn't quite the same because, you know, he wasn't my boy like you are, but
right.
He was my boy.
Right.
Like, you know, I trusted him. You know,
right.
I was his best. Oh, shit. I didn't say that part. I was his best friend in this wedding.
And he fucked me. Yeah, you gotta love that shit.
I didn't say that part. Did I say that part?
We love it. Take
no.
That.
My bad.
That was a big part, though. You put that in.
Damn. Forgot about that.
He was another butt then.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
But
I regret the fact that, you know, we never sat down and we never had that talk. I regret that. My other regret was I didn't smash that bitch twice because you still owe me money, motherfucker. If I see you right now, guess what? It's still going to be on. I don't know where you at, but guess what? You know who I am. I'll be in a stretch. You know what that ain't hard to find.
Bitch.
We got about 2 pounds before the night. We got about, what, 3-4 minutes?
Your ass pillow, man.
Yeah, hey. Hey, what are you going to do? Tell y'all, if you them quiet, niggas, you might want to leave the fuck alone. So,
that's
okay,
why niggas be fucking with you like that. That's why niggas be like, I don't know where this nigga at today. I'm cool. All right, man, I'm going to give you my closing remarks, man, before we get out of here. If you have regrets, it's the good and the bad thing. If you have regrets and you feel that shit, that means you got a fucking soul, man. You know what I'm saying? You feel something. You're not a person that just can do something horrible to a person and then just put that shit aside. It's hard to compartmentalize certain things like that for somebody that actually has a conscience. So if you have regrets, take it as a good thing. That means that you're a person with feeling. So you motherfuckers that can wrong somebody, rob, steal, maim, rape, kill motherfuckers, and then act like the shit didn't happen, you need to seek help immediately because it's in your brother.
Yeah, you're Charlie Manson.
Yeah, real shit. He ain't he'll give up on nothing he did, and they killed a whole lot of motherfuckers. So, yeah, you might want to get some help while you can. But seriously, though, yo, God bless y'all, man. Whatever y'all got going, man, God bless that. God bless your families, man. God bless your life, relationships. God, y'all just keep believing in him, man. He'll get you where you need to go, man. But you got to do the work, too. You know, you got to do the work. Faith without works is dead, bro. And I'm one to tell you, man. So you keep believing. Keep striving, man. Want something better. Don't become complacent. Always want the next thing, if it's possible. No, and on God, all things are possible. So you can do it. Get your ass off the couch, nigga. I saw like the nigga on the goddamn commercial. The boy, Nick Edwards, nigga. Get off the couch, my nigga. It's you. You have a phone leave, right? Get your ass up. God bless, man. I'm going to die. I'm going to finish it up. Jim Boy Radio, man.
You said it all. Thank y'all. We appreciate y'all. See y'all next week. One thing that I got to do have to say, if you have regrets, like you said, you got a moral compass. Live and learn from them. Don't make the same mistake. Your regrets, they're there for a reason. Take a hold of them. Own them. Love them. Learn from them.
Jim Boy Radio, man. Here on next week.
Don, we out, y'all.